If he was getting bullied, it's other ways to address that.
There's other outlets that you can go about if you're feeling angry, if you're feeling depressed, anxious, all that stuff. Like, there is no reason why it should get to something like violence like this, especially murdering innocent people.
Yeah, if that's the case, it's definitely, like you're right, it's plenty of avenues you could take. If it wasn't bullying, either way, this is a cowardly act to this reaction for whatever the cause was a cowardly act. You took away three lives. At least one of them was NFL bound, at least one. But other than that, like, these young men had a future. They were in college. They were doing well for themselves, you know, especially coming from our communities like that we come from. Getting a college education isn't as easy as it is for a lot of different kind of people in other cultures.
There's a lot of stuff that's been happening this week, as far as like a lot of stuff in the news. I know, because we said we were going to talk on this, the Virginia Tech, those three football players dying, being murdered, actually. That was something that's been on a lot of timelines, a lot of feeds. Big tragedy, man. Big tragedy. And it just seems like there's just more violence perpetrated every day, and it's just senseless violence. It's violence with no reason, violence with no cause, and I don't know. I don't know what's, you know, what things are coming to, especially against people who are so young, and not just, you know, just people, but black men who are so young and in the prime of their lives. Like, what is going on?
Yeah, so basically, for those who don't know what Ferg is referencing, the University of Virginia football players, three were murdered by a former football player. Their names were Lavelle Davis Jr., Devin Chandler, and Deshaun Perry, all murdered. And did the shooter kill himself, or he's in custody?
I want to say he is in custody. So it was, I think it was five were shot, at. Yep. Three were murdered.
Yep.
And two were injured, I believe.
So authorities said the suspect in the shooting, identified as Christopher Darnell Jones Jr., was apprehended without incident just before 11 a.m. That's terrible, man. Those young men were pursuing an education, doing something they love doing at the highest level, before obviously a professional, but at Division I football at a pretty big school. For University of Virginia is a really good school for athletics in almost every sport.
Big accomplishment to make it to that level, especially there at Virginia Tech. But you know what's another thing that I think resonated with a lot of people? This was the second shooting that happened there.
Yeah, because wasn't it the early mid-2000s? It was a mass shooting there. A student, I believe. I don't remember. I know he was Asian. I don't want to sound like racist. Or
he, yes, he was of Asian descent.
Yeah,
but I think so. The reasoning for the shooting of the three athletes, the perpetrator who did it, wasn't it because he was being bullied?
He was a former player at Virginia. He was kicked off the team. Let's see if they got it in this article. They probably didn't go too much detail into it, but yeah, that's a long ass article. I don't see it in the article. I'm trying to glance through it really quick, but I'm not sure if it was bullying. That's tough. I haven't heard that yet, but I know he was a former player on the team that was kicked off the team. I don't know if the anger, because it was a random shooting. He shot at the bus. It wasn't like he was like
on the bus shooting.
Yeah, he wasn't singling kids or singling these young men out. He shot the bus up.
I gotcha.
If he was getting bullied, it's other ways to address that.
There's other outlets that you can go about if you're feeling angry, if you're feeling depressed, anxious, all that stuff. Like, there is no reason why it should get to something like violence like this, especially murdering innocent people.
Yeah, if that's the case, it's definitely, like you're right, it's plenty of avenues you could take. If it wasn't bullying, either way, this is a cowardly act to any to this reaction for whatever the cause was a cowardly act. You took away three lives. No, at least one of them was NFL bound, at least one. But other than that, like, these young men had a future. They were in college. They were doing well for themselves, you know, especially coming from our communities like that we come from. Getting a college education isn't as easy as it is for a lot of different kind of people in other cultures. For us, you know, to get there, we depend on sports to pay for education. We depend on the military to pay for our education because a lot of our families weren't set up to pay for college. So it's for us, it's either you're really good at sports, you go to the military, or you're going to be going to get a lot of student debt. So it's just it's unfortunate. He needs to be in prison for the rest of his life.
Very terrible situation. And then that's another thing you hit on there with families. Like, now three families have to say goodbye to these young men in a way that should have never happened. Someone that they, you know, saw probably not even that long ago and loved and cherished and had like all kinds of fond memories of them. Now that's all done. Now that their future, it doesn't exist because of this act of senseless violence. Like, it's just a tragedy and something that should have never happened.
Right before the holidays too, man. It's always tough. Yeah. It's always tough. Like, I tell people a few episodes ago, like, I lost my cousin to suicide. Well, oh, I don't want to say that. I'm edited out. I lost my cousin to, he took his own life a month ago, almost to the date. And it's always tough going through the holiday season when you lose loved ones. It's always hard. No matter when you lose them within a year, you're going into the holiday season. You're supposed to be with your families. You're supposed to be spending quality time together with your loved ones. And to have to bury your loved ones at this time, it's going to ruin the holidays in these times that you're supposed to be happy forever. It's never going to be the same.
And this is just me just speaking, not even as a YouTuber or podcaster. If you're dealing with anything, don't suffer in silence. Seek help. Basically, there's all kinds of avenues, all kinds of outlets. Put down social media if that's something that's, you know, triggering certain responses through your mind. It's not, at the end of the day, perpetrating violence or, you know, taking your own life. It's honestly not worth it. There's all kinds of things that are worth it in life. You pursuing what you want, you pursuing your goals, and basically your loved ones are going to miss you. Is more importantly, your loved ones are going to miss you. So if there's, you know, anything that you're hurting or anything that's, you know, not keeping you in a good mental state, you have to seek help, and you have to have the courage to seek help.
Absolutely. And like, when my cousin took his own life 7 years ago, and looking back at it, I wish I could have told him, you know, life always gets better. Like, 7 years ago, we were the same age. So I was 22. He was about to be 22. He took his life right before his birthday. 7 years ago, I was single, overseas, you know, and, you know, wasn't financially stable as it was. I've done a lot of growing up since then. Now I'm married. I got a daughter. My life has completely turned around since then. And I just want to tell people, life will get better. You just have to live it. You know, where I work, I deal with a lot of this stuff. I've see a lot of this stuff go on, and it's hard, man. But it always gets better. Like Ferg was saying, it's different avenues. Please reach out. Even if you got any people listening to this, if something's bothered you, find someone to talk to. You leave a comment in the comment section. We will respond. I will talk to you. Like, it's never that serious. Find someone to talk to. You need an outlet. A lot of the times, the people that do these kind of things, they don't. What I'd rather is bullying, rather is take your own life, rather is wanting to hurt somebody else. They don't have an outlet.
Yeah. No one wants to wake up and hurt themselves. No one wants to wake up and take their own lives. It's some type of, you know, trend, or basically they get to a point to where they're not having anyone in their life to, you know, talk to, vent to, open up to, give them guidance, give them that love and support. They're lacking that support system. And, you know, we could be here for you, or you could, you know, there's plenty of sources online that you could look for. There's plenty of ways that you could find someone that could help you and give you that guidance that you need in order to get you out of that kind of fog and get you out of that blues. I mean, depression is a real thing. Depression, anxiety, and mental health, those are a real thing that need to be addressed more often. That way people could find better light and find better ways to live their lives instead of living in the dark.
Absolutely. And I'll close this section out just saying, find someone to talk to, anybody, mm-hmm. anybody. It's never worth it. We're going to have another topic that's kind of sad. Mm-hmm. But like I said, we need to do our due diligence and address things and state our opinions about things going on, especially within the Black community. I know we got subscribers and listeners from all different backgrounds and cultures. But you know, these subjects for us in particular are very touchy because it directly impacts people like us. So I want to say before we end this, rest in peace to Lavelle Davis Jr., Devin Chandler, and Deshaun Perry. Rest in peace. And I want to offer my, you know, condolences to the families of their lost ones, families and friends, loved ones to these young men.
Rest in peace. And you will not, your sacrifice here won't go in vain.